Welcome to my scrap heap, where yesterday's mechanical cast-off is boldly bodged into tomorrow's high-tech wonder. However, this week we're in retro mode, and I suspect our teams are going to get a little steamed up.
Their challenge this week is to build a steam-powered car, which will race all four team members around our special Steam Grand Prix circuit. Whoever's first past the checkered flag will win a coveted place in this year's Scrap Heap Challenge final.
First up are three scrap-happy surf dudes from sunny old Cornwall, the Beach Boys.
I'm Chris, I'm captain of the Beach Boys. Danny is the brains of the operation. And Jamie, the mad inventor, he will come up with something completely off the wall. I'll take the best of their brainy ideas and I'll just slap some together.
Fire!
In the last round, they slapped together a compressed air missile launcher to fire a rugby ball. Ranged against them was scrap heap legend Bowser and fellow coppers The Filth.
I don't believe this!
Bowser's catapult failed to deliver. And the Beach Boys' Cornish Delight blasted them into the semis.
To pump the Beach Boys up to full steam this week, we've tracked down Adrian Grimmett, a top builder of model steam engines. If you've got a big garden and you want a little choo-choo in it, Adrian's your man.
Hoping to railroad the Beach Boys are the nerds, a bunch of computer eggheads from the US of A.
Could you take a picture of us?
My name's Crash. I'm the captain because I have a PhD in about 15 patents in a lot of different areas.
My name is Gio. I'm the chief guesstimator for Antha. Things just happen to work right.
I'm Jeff. They tell me I blew my first fuse before I was walking.
In their last round, the swanky Yankees pulled off a cunning stunt in our mini sub challenge. They were up against the Dipsticks, three North Sea oil engineers who built an air-powered torpedo, which was anything but slick.
Very much as we expected.
The nerds' battery-powered diver tow powered them around our underwater obstacle course.
Six clear gates, gentlemen. Six clear gates.
And that sparkling performance gave them a clear passage into today's semi-final.
For the nerds, we found the steam expert par excellence, Richard Gibbon, head of engineering at the National Railway Museum in York. As well as maintaining the locomotives, he likes to take them for a spin.
Fodgemongous Beach Boys, net-headed nerds, the challenge is set. The Scrap Heap Grand Prix racetrack awaits you. You have 10 hours to build the fastest, meanest, hottest, steam-powered racing machine. Let the battle commence!
Go! Come on!
Go!
Okay, Adrian, steam.
Steam, right.
Jeez.
Steam
dangerous.
Car. Any ideas?
We need a vessel to build the steam up in, yeah?
Well, we need a boiler, because that's the power unit. That's the heart of the engine, yeah? We've got a boiler to provide the power. We need an engine to use it.
Mission critical is getting the vehicle and getting
and the boiler,
boiler
and, the,
and
engine.
Both teams are looking for the same essential parts.
The power for a steam engine comes not from the engine itself, but from the boiler, which heats up water to produce masses of high-pressure steam. The steam then blasts into the engine, which converts the heat energy into motion energy, driving a piston up and down to turn the wheels. Both teams will need a water tank, a high-pressure boiler, loads of pipework, and of course a steam engine. They'll also need a car to mount it in. The crucial difference between their designs is the size.
How big a car do you think we should be going for?
Because Very small and light.
Small and light?
Yeah.
But the Beach Boys don't care about weight. They just want power.
Biggest boiler you can find. That sort of diameter.
Okay.
Just about get your arms around it, maybe. Yeah.
So will this chassis they try and find out there, will it depend on how big a boiler they get?
Well, the first thing we've got to find...
If we've got a big boiler, we don't want a small chassis.
Do we get a whistle as well?
Hey, that...
I thought that.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, we'll need those Cornish dandies are already chasing points for style.
Find a whistle first. Move south, come on.
We've made sure the right bits are out there, but they've still got to find them. In particular, a high-pressure steam boiler and a steam engine.
What both teams need is one of these. Simple, really, if you know where to look.
Bicycle nut Jeff is more used to dealing with carbon fibre frames and derailleurs. I don't think you'll find it in the back of the cab, mate.
But Hawkeye Geo is taking it easy, simply spying on the Brits.
Hey, you've got something that looks like an engine. Yeah, it's beautiful.
By steam engine standards, this is big.
Hey, Jeff, motor. Looks perfect.
On the other hand, the nerds have found a tiny 100-year-old steam engine, which last saw service pumping a church organ.
Hot rats.
Nice motor.
It's even got reverse.
Crash, found an awesome motor.
Regardless of how many cylinders they have, or what size they are, all steam engines work in the same basic way.
A steam engine consists of one or more pistons moving up and down inside a cylinder. The piston's connected to a flywheel, which turns that jerky motion into a smooth rotating one to drive the wheels. High-pressure steam from the boiler blasts into the top of the cylinder to push the piston down. As the piston moves, a valve diverts the steam into the bottom, pushing the piston back up.
So, Crash, what's the plan? What's the plan, Crash? Sounds
okay.
Bad, doesn't
it? Here's our shopping list.
So much stuff already, God.
Okay, we're going to try and scavenge a working frame with wheels, steering, all that.
Hey, Crash, how would you like three wheels?
Wow! And a plastic body, I think. Yeah, it's plastic.
They found the ugliest car we've ever seen on the scrap heap.
Yeah, it's not that light. It's pretty close, but not that light.
Is it a four-man job?
Yeah.
Well, if you need to go, you know, I'll come along.
Right.
Come
oh, great.
Along for
come
the
on,
ride.
Let's do it.
Isn't it wonderfully ugly?
It looks like it was actually designed in the steam age, this one.
We have rolling stock. Ramming speed.
Is that brakes? Stop, stop. There's no brakes.
Do people actually buy these things?
Reverse thrust. Reverse. I said stop!
You know, there's something perversely satisfying about asking two teams of engineering eggheads to reinvent a machine that's been around for centuries.
One of the first steam-powered vehicles was built in 1801 by an ancestral neighbour of the Beach Boys, fellow Cornishman Richard Trefethick.
By 1829, British engineer and inventor George Stephenson had built the rocket.
Until 1908, steam cars outsold and outperformed their petrol-driven rivals.
Steam cars were still in use quite recently.
The performance of the Pritchard steam car is fully competitive with that of conventional motor cars in normal city driving.
In the 1970s, high oil prices forced the car manufacturers to take a fresh look at steam power.
You've not done anything steamy before?
I should.
A few steamy things.
Whoa, steamy windows.
Yeah, you've steamed up your windows, but you've not pressurised it in a container.
Surf dude Jamie is on a roll.
Yeah, find something, Chris.
What do you think you found there, Jamie? Is it a boiler, yeah?
It's got a door on the side. It's got a shiny pressure gauge on the side of it. It has got a fire door, a grate and a chimney.
It's the perfect boiler. From an 80-year-old naval steam launch.
Sounds like a boiler, doesn't it?
That's a boiler.
Right, you stand by that and guard it.
With your life.
Sod the Yanks.
Look at this. Is that
it's
an engine?
It's an education into British
car.
That's
the engine there.
That?
Yes.
So this is your dream motor. Because you wanted a three-wheeler. Now it's like say and tell, actually. You'll say the next thing on the list and then we'll run out and get it.
How about a boiler?
Hark.
Hey guys, I found a boiler here. It looks appropriate.
Need help getting it out? Need help getting it out?
Okay, I'm checking the weight. Hold on, let me take some measurements.
Standing by.
This boiler was last seen chugging round the Norfolk Broads.
It's about 19 inches diameter, 15 inches tall. Is that going to be sufficient?
Let's do it.
It's the perfect size for their engine.
the Beach Boys boiler is also a good match for their bigger engine, but it weighs more than the team put together, a whacking third of a ton.
Don't be so gun-ho, take your time.
Gio's suffering from boiler envy.
The Greens have found their boiler. It looks mighty huge.
Not to be outdone on vital statistics, Gio and Jeff have nabbed a pair of tractor wheels.
That's a good wheel.
They reckon these should spice up their performance.
I back into.
Although steam engines can be very powerful, their top speed is about four times slower than the engine in a family car. So if you put a steam engine straight into a car, it'll go like a snail. The Nerds' idea is to replace the back wheels on the car with the tractor wheels. For each engine revolution, the larger wheels will cover a greater distance, so the car should go quicker.
Let's just get an idea of what the vehicle would look like.
Oh, yeah!
Going by your calculations, that should mean
25 miles an hour,
which is what we want.
Yeah.
That's just
why are you looking for 25 miles an hour? Is that just what you reckon the maximum?
Would you want to be going more than 25 miles an hour?
I think 25 miles an hour is about double what
I'd like to be going. I don't know what they're hoping to do with the opposing team, but I think 25 miles an hour
will be plenty scary.
I want to be off it above 25 miles an hour.
The Beach Boys' idea of a classy chassis is this beaten-up white Jeep.
I mean, that's small and light, isn't it?
Yeah.
We could soon find some wheels for that. It's got axles.
Has it got steering? I'll just check.
That's all right.
We can connect that, yeah.
We can connect that.
I can sort that out.
Yeah.
But it's got no wheels. Danny and Jamie are going to take some convincing.
Is it going to fit everything?
Yeah.
I mean, the chassis not even bent by the looks of things. It's just the
boiler. That's a minor thing, isn't it?
Yeah, don't
worry. All we've got to do is have four wheels hitting the deck. Fetch it in.
Let's take a chance. Dang, if you can hook up the quad, drag this in.
Okay.
Right now, fellow Cornishman Richard Trefithick must be turning in his grave.
In the 1920s, there were thousands of steam cars on the road in Britain. Now there are just a handful, like this one, the pride and joy of its owner, Bill Rich.
It was built in 1916,
right.
Which makes it, 84 years old. This is the only one. There are quite a few other steam cars in the country.
In 1916, this Stanley Model 726 would have set you back $1,900. That's just over £13,000 in today's money.
We're burning vaporised paraffin. It does about 10 miles to the gallon on fuel, and it uses a gallon of water a mile on the boiler side.
But it's surprisingly nippy, with a top speed of around 50 miles an hour. It doesn't require an MOT, and, as I was privileged to discover, it is delightfully simple to drive.
No gears, no clutch, just the throttle and the steering wheel.
Oh, this is fantastic. You know, I really want one of these. Take me to the nearest steam car showroom. It's wonderful.
No such thing, I'm afraid.
Down.
I'll get that.
It's a rather more attractive proposition than the Beach Boys machine.
There's a classic trick there, often used in the motor trade, where you put a dush of oak bonnet underneath the wreck that you're dragging through the mud. I think their car needs wheels, don't you? I think it's going to go faster.
It's not going anywhere.
Let's find some wheels, guys. Find some wheels.
As the Beach Boys struggle to sort out their mangled Jeep, the Nerds prepare to destroy a British motoring icon.
Okay, so
should we keep all the...
No.
Close the doors. That's what gets capped. Everything else goes. All the fiberglass goes away.
Computer hacker Gio seems just as at home with subframes as with mainframes.
This with mom and dad's car. Were you roughing this up?
Of course.
Del Toro would be heartbroken if he could see this. It's all very compact then, and where's your engine? Oh, that's there.
That's
it.
Yeah.
It looks tiny, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that's strong enough to pull all of your long and the...
It has.
You don't know.
We estimate this has about as much power as a good racing cyclist on a sprint. That's about the power of this motor.
Right.
So,
but it won't run out of puff quite as quickly.
Lift it so you can just get that underneath. Yeah.
Two, one, three. Two.
In the Beach Boys camp, the lack of wheels on their Jeep is causing a bit of friction.
Let's have a chat again. You're not, Jamie, Danny, you're not happy with this.
No, I'm just saying, is it going to be more efficient now to just scrap this and get a transit?
Taxi.
That's got taxi, anything that's got wheels on.
But what status is the transit taxi? We've got to strip those down, we've got to take engines out.
That's true.
Yep. We can get wheels on to move it in 5 minutes, and okay, I'll sort the other wheels out. Trust me on that.
Okay, if everyone's happy, yeah, I'll just go along with this.
Yeah.
But I want to make the best machine.
After 3 hours, the Beach Boys have this. To help us get our heads around this steam lark, we've drafted in top steam engineer and boilermaker Alan McEwen to be our judge this week. Alan comes from Lancashire, where he's been meddling with steam for over 30 years.
Nice to meet you too, yeah.
Ah, what a brilliant setup.
Great, isn't it?
Just up my street, is it?
You're happy here, right?
Oh, absolutely.
But I'm interested in that, how come you know so much about steam engines?
I've always been imbibed with the love of the magic fluid, as it's called, from being a little lad.
And how do you think they're going so far? I mean, they both found all their components, haven't they? Before, let's start with the Beach Boys. I mean, they've got big boiler.
The gang over here, the Beach Boys, are working really hard, and they've got a heavy boiler, a heavy engine, but so they've got a very good combination there. So that's looking very, very promising indeed, is that?
Right.
Moving to our friends across here.
The nerds.
The nerds. They've got a very light chassis.
Right.
And they've got, even though it's a single cylinder engine, it should size for size be about equal. So
right,
it puts them on an equal leg.
Right.
I would say so.
So it's going to be a neck and neck race then?
I would think it'd be a neck and neck race, yeah.
Right.
6 hours to go, and the Beach Boys have only just started cutting down the bodywork of their Jeep, which still has no wheels.
We're all kind of panicking and running around like headless chickens.
We still need wheels. Without wheels, no matter what we build, we've had it.
Yeah? Should me and Danny go off and do
the
wheels?
Problem is, both teams want big back wheels, and the only set anyone's found are the nerds.
While the Beach Boys set off on the hunt for any old wheels, the size of the rest of their machine has not gone unnoticed by the opposition. Geo is worried.
So those guys found a three-stage motor, triple expansion motor.
Oh, boy.
And they have a huge boiler.
It's time to calculate whether their little steam engine can match the Beach Boys' big one.
33000 divide.
0.25 feet exactly.
Estimating is 3.5 to the inside of the green paint.
What's the area?
Even expert Richard is getting into the maths.
L of the stroke in feet.
Which comes out at
1.86.
2 horsepower.
2 horsepower should be enough to push their three-wheeler. But Geo's worried about the giant tractor wheels.
Those wheels are going to make this car almost tip over forward. In fact, it's going to screw up the steering geometry. I think perhaps the only way we're going to win is on gear up.
Instead of gearing up their car's performance with the tractor wheels, Geo's alternative scheme is to use a chain drive. The plan is to attach a big sprocket to the steam engine and use the chain to turn a smaller sprocket on the Reliance drive shaft. Now, every turn of the engine will give them 3 turns of the rear wheels. That'll give them the same kind of speed advantage they had from the tractor wheels, without the steering problems.
Look, we're none of us happy with the big back wheels, are we? We want to win this race, don't we?
I'm starting to agree with you. I prefer to go with the chain drive.
They just have to find the bits. Time to send Jeff out hunting.
Okay. You want to do a scavenge run?
I'll do a scavenge run. Does anyone know where I left the quad bike?
We lost the quad bike?
I think it's right out here.
With half the day gone, Jeff's off on foot to look for the team's missing links.
While in the big wheel hunt, our Cornish clotteds are definitely looking a dollop or two short of the full cream tea. The Beach Boys are in crisis. They need a big pair of wheels for the back end of their motor, just like the ones the nerds found earlier.
Jamie, could you come back to the yard immediately, please? Got a little mission for you.
Okay, Cliff, I heard you're on the way.
Gearing.
The nerds are busy planning their attack.
Chuck, you know them tractor wheels?
Forward transmission
but
brace.
But too busy to keep an eye on defence.
Leading into...
Jamie and Dan's mission is to penetrate deep into enemy territory.
This is a Gantt chart here.
from here?
No, Geo. It's a wheel heist.
We're going to use those on the back and two taxi wheels on the front.
Yeah, I mean, look at this. This is going to take a long time.
But the Neds just carry on with their intensive verbalization program.
Let's get that transmission braced up, get the motor out of there.
The Beach Boys have the wheels they want, but there's still a lot of work to do. There are panels to beat, front wheels to attach.
Pretty good.
Teams, you have 4 hours remaining.
It's yet to take shape, but it's already got form.
Getting there.
Scavenger Jeff's brought home the bacon.
How about these guys?
That's what we want.
A heavy-duty sprocket and chain.
Huge busyness in Nerd Central, as ever. There's a lot of industry and not much talk. How basically are you going to connect up your engine to drive your wheels?
Let me show you. Motorcycle
Oh, that's
chain.
A very substantial number.
Yeah.
So that's going to attach one to... Let's try and imagine it.
Right here on the engine input shaft.
Right.
Chain, we'll have to shorten it a bit, runs up to our steam engine.
Yeah.
Here.
So who scavenged this dream bit of kit? Yeah. You don't call them scavengers. What do you call them?
Scroungers.
Scroungers, yeah.
Scroungers. We need to give you your dictionary.
My dictionary.
Jeff, dictionary time.
We even marked some of the words we are likely to use.
So the new hacker's dictionary.
Yes.
Frob equals a protruding arm or trunnion. I'm not interested in your drive anymore. I'm going to go read my book.
Yeah.
The mood in the Beach Boys camp is also beginning to lighten. Surf's up, even if steam isn't quite.
Right, Chris. How you doing?
All right, yeah, good.
It's all done, really, isn't it, nearly?
Oh, nearly,
yeah. Yeah. Will it make a lot of noise, Adrian, when it goes? It just goes... Any of that?
Silence is a whisper. Surely it's... Either the engine was...
That's a good sound, that's a good.
Wasn't it?
Do it again.
How's it going? Whoa, where's Mr. Jones then?
I can't do it. It's a really difficult one to do. It's a tongue-twisting sound effect.
We better crack on.
No, carry on. No,
love to stand here chatting all
no,
day.
No, I'd love it. But... Oh, yeah. I'll leave you to it, because I want to see it. I want to see it running.
With four wheels on their wagon, the Beach Boys' big connection now is the engine.
The hole down the middle. There's a nice kiss fit on the outside of there. We're going to slide the engine. We're then going to weld that coupling to there. Go with that?
Yeah, if you're happy, I'm happy.
The Beach Boys' plan is to weld their engine directly onto the drive shaft of the Jeep. It's simple, but there's no room for error. If the connection's not absolutely straight, it could break, and then it's bye-bye Beachies.
Is there anything we can do if we do break down? We're stuffed.
It's time for the Nerds to fit their engine too.
So let's line up the sprocket now, very carefully. It wants to twist round clockwise, that way. Oh.
While the team struggle with the technicalities, we've got a language problem. Cruft.
Which is an unpleasant substance.
My hands are covered in cruft.
Yeah, and then I'm surrounded by frobs.
I'm surrounded by... I can't find the frob and I've got cruft everywhere.
I bet you they say that
no,
at some
will
point
be.
Today. Shall I tell you what nerds mean? I mean, we kind of know what nerds mean,
what nerds...
It's actually... Sort of pleasingly rude.
Oh, is it?
Pejorative applied to anyone with an above average IQ and few gifts at small talk and ordinary social rituals.
Yes.
Is this beam exactly where you want it? You don't get a second chance.
Go for it.
Okay.
You're in charge. It's your responsibility if it's wrong.
Yeah, but you're the one who's lining it up.
Yeah, that's fine.
Whatever social skills the nerds may lack, their engineering talent is not in question.
The Nerds are rattling ahead, aren't they? They're doing very well.
They're doing very well indeed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can now see that they've got a chain.
Yeah, the advantage of that is it's highly flexible. If the two sprockets are perfectly aligned, that flexibility will take some of that up, actually. So that's a profound advantage.
The Beach Boys have done a rather different mounting for their well.
The
connection in between engine and transmission is slightly more direct.
Yeah, it's completely direct.
That worries me a bit. If there's a bit of wobble, it tends to always
get
a lot worse.
Well, you could have a fair bit of vibration on that.
Yeah.
And you've got no compensation because you've no chain. It may break up the connection. If you break up the connection, you've no drive at all.
Yeah.
So that's the problem there.
But who's your money on at the moment, then?
The Nerds are doing very, very well. And I would say they're still in front, marginally.
Right.
It's time for the nerds to work out their top speed. Have they got the right size sprockets for tip-top performance?
Yeah, we'll check it.
Would you count what happens to the engine, please, Crash, as we do one revolution?
They know the engine will run at 750 revs a minute, so all they need to measure is how far they'll travel per revolution.
Approximately 6 feet per tyre revolution.
50 feet per second.
That's a whopping 34 miles an hour.
We're well
done.
Get
the rest of it in place.
Yes, yep. We're in good shape, gentlemen.
Teams, you have 3 hours remaining. 3 hours construction time remaining. Thank you.
Next door, the Beach Boys are also cranking up the pace, hoisting their hefty boiler over the back end of the Jeep.
Don't grab hold of that piece you're grabbing hold of, yeah?
Dan? Dan and Jamie are making a handbrake.
If we can get the stick welder in, we'll tack that in place.
And then it's time to sort out the seating.
Hey, yeah. Chris can sit on it.
I hope they're not expecting the ride to be too exciting. Our two teams are still some way from producing their own white-knuckle experience, although Jeff's trying hard.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
sorry.
Whoa.
Hot foot.
Sorry.
Not, well...
Sorry. Hot butt.
Hot butt.
Beach Boys Jamie and Dan have found some industrial ducting to make a chimney and an oil barrel for their water tank.
Teams, you have 2 hours remaining. 2 hours construction time remaining, team.
At Nerd HQ, it's time to frobnicate the boiler and cruft up some serious plumbing.
The pipework feeds the boiler with cold water from the tank and supplies high-pressure steam from the boiler to the engine. To feed the boiler, both machines are using a hand-operated pump.
Because there's an enormous amount of pipe, there's loads of pipes going back and forward on it. I would have thought there's just one that would feed the steam into the engine and an exhaust that comes
out. I'm afraid not, no. We've got a boiler feed pump now. There's a large lever. One of the guys will operate the lever, and what that does, it injects water into the boiler, so that replenishes it.
You want to do a pressure check?
Yeah. That works.
So it's like if you have a saucepan full of eggs on the stove and you keep it boiling, the water disappears.
The water disappears.
So you've got to keep putting more water in all the time.
Because the water, remember, is cold, it's ambient temperature, so that kills the steaming effect.
Yeah, yeah.
It reduces the temperature, therefore reduces the pressure.
Yeah.
So it's little and often. The Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys. Well, theirs is, I mean, I'm very impressed with what they've done. They have a bit of a way to go still, don't they? They're really up against it now. Because they haven't actually joined their boiler to the...
To the steam engine. They've done it with solid steam piping.
Right.
So they've had to cut, they've had to measure, they've had to cut, they've had to thread, they've had to connect up. Whereas our team here, the nerds, what they've done, they've used flexible steam pipes to some extent they have anyway.
Yeah.
There's a bit of solid stuff we can see there.
Yes.
I mean, money is on the nerds still, I would say so.
You know, my money's on the Beach Boys. In fact, a pint of Yorkshire bitter.
Right, will you be able to drink it?
Yeah, I might have to have a bit of lime in it.
Well done, boys. It's brilliant.
Did it work?
Yeah, it works. So
I don't see any pressure. And I don't
with all
any...
the pipes apparently in place, expert Richard does a final check.
That's a B.
So the engine uses the steam, the exhaust comes out through here, and blows up the chimney.
Yes.
And chuffs and makes the fire burn bright.
Wow.
So that's the steam circuit.
As well as keeping the smoke out of their eyes, the chimney should improve their performance. Funneling the exhaust steam up it will draw more air into the furnace. That makes the fire burn brighter, producing more steam and more power.
Teams, you have 1 hour remaining. 1 hour of construction time remaining, teams.
Time to subject the Frobette to the four in a bed test.
Okay. Boing, boing. Those are interesting noises it's making.
It's also time for the Beach Boys to test their suspension.
Mind your toes.
They lower their massive boiler into position.
Are you wheeling in yet?
But as they release the winch and let the boiler's weight rest on the vehicle, did you see the front wheels?
Nearly.
So, I mean, I think a wheelie is not out of the question.
But it's really clever the way they put their water tank there.
Yeah,
they can fill her up.
They need to fill her up.
I think they probably do. In fact, any loss of water to make steam
actually, that's true.
will cause trouble.
Yes, as they go around the course, they'll slowly lose steerage traction.
Oh!
Going around corners with that much weight hanging off the back should be interesting.
It's Mr. Coleman!
You didn't
I got
well.
A lump of coal!
Mr. Coleman, bring me some coal.
This should be enough to get it warmed up.
So have you had any reflections on your victory in the submarine challenge?
Oh yeah, that's why we got the MTB rule and the 20-minute rule.
And what's the 20-minute rule?
The 20-minute rule is only got to last for 20 minutes.
Oh, I see.
And as long as it does that,
doesn't matter. Bam. Right.
What's the MTB rule?
Minimum 2 grains.
Whenever you take any major design decision, you must consult with at least one other team member before doing
it. Or Gio has to kick in his subsidiary brain.
You weren't here when we were talking about the drawn reciprocating dingle arm with sinusoidal replenaration mounted on a base plate of preframulated amulite.
No, we were.
That is good. That is a good one.
It's that part of
there. What's that, the steering wheel?
It's that little frob next to the, under the steam valve there.
Oh, it's all coming
out. It's over here.
Can you do it again? I love it. Just do it again just for me. I just want to listen to it.
What I just said?
Yeah.
Oh, the drawn reciprocating dingle arm with sinusoidal replenaration mounted on a base plate of preframulated amulite.
The Beach Boys' bog standard is starting to look a bit flush. With a couple of mudguards, a stylish handbrake, and a throne for the driver, we're well on the way to Scrap Heap's first ever steam-powered Carsy.
The nerds are ready to try out their engine, but there isn't time to fire up the boiler and make steam, so they're using a quick substitute, compressed air.
Okay. You may fire when ready.
Uh-oh, the Frobet has a problemet.
Wow, why doesn't it want to go?
With the original car engine and bodywork gone, the front of the Reliant is a lot lighter. So the front spring is bouncing more and absorbing a lot of the steam engine's energy, making the car rock, but not roll.
Teams, you have 30 minutes remaining.
Time to check out the onboard facilities on the Beach Boys machine.
We bought you some best Cornish coal.
Oh, man.
So it looks like you're
approaching a time where, you know, you need to boil up.
Yeah, we're there,
get a brew going.
It is brilliant.
Toilet seat for a seat.
I'm worried about you getting stuck inside it. Oh, go on, step in then.
I'm not the fireman.
Right. Oh, look, no, it all works, doesn't it?
That is a classy handbrake.
See, that was the ejector seat, which is it?
Toilet seat is utterly absurd.
Please do not use the driver's seat when the car is in the station.
That's the sign you need.
As time runs out, the nerds throw away their calculators.
I think we're pumping most of the motor's energy into the front shock.
That's quite possible. So try blocking it.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
So Gio wedges a lump of wood under the front of the Reliant to take the bounce out of that suspension.
Okay, front suspension is dead. Let's try that.
And with rock-hard tyres, they're more or less in business.
I think we'll be okay. Ramming speed!
That jerky movement, is that going to happen when they're... I suppose it will when they're at low speed. You do
get
that.
Speed, yeah.
You get
that's right.
Yep. Once they actually get going faster, it'll be...
Yeah, it will. It'll ease itself out, exactly, yeah. It'll work far better on good oily steam.
They've got just minutes to go. Jeff bodges together a simple foot brake over the front wheel.
Why do you need a brake? Just to give the driver something to do.
Bite me.
The Beach Boys are welding for Britain. Boiler supports. Wheel guards.
Whistle, Adrian. I've got a whistle.
While the nerds run a last-minute test on Jeff's brake.
Teams, your time is up. The sun has set. You must rest until tomorrow, for it is then, and only then, that we will discover which of your steam-powered steeds will carry you through to the Scrap Heap Challenge final!
After 10 hours of hard grind, the Beach Boys have built a steam car from a mangled Jeep, outsized tractor wheels, and a top-heavy military boiler with a steamboat engine attached.
And the nerds have turned a Robin Reliant into a vehicle of vapour, with a pint-sized engine, minimal stability, and virtually no brakes.
Welcome to the ancestral home of the Scrap Heap Challenge Steam Grand Prix, here at the National Motor Museum at Bewley, in Hampshire.
The museum here has got over 250 motors on display, ranging from Formula One racing cars to some very classy old bangers indeed. I hope we don't lower the tone too much, you know what I mean?
This is the first chance the teams have had to fire their boilers up to full pressure.
That's very pretty.
Under scrap heap rules, it's also a chance for them to make a few last-minute adjustments. So, out comes the gaffer tape. Insulation isn't a bad idea when you've got superheated steam pulsing through your pipework at 100 pounds a square inch.
The teams will have to race their steam cars from the start line around this corner, down and around this very tight bend at the bottom of the course, then up the long straight and finally through the chicane.
The teams must complete the 700-yard course three times and make a pit stop on one of the laps to pick up fuel and water. They must travel the entire course under steam. Every time they get out and push, we'll impose a 30-second time penalty. The first team past the checkered flag will be through to the Scrap Heap Challenge final.
The race will be started by Britain's top collector of old bangers, Lord Montague, who owns the National Motor Museum.
Is it all going all right? Are you happy with everything?
Yeah.
Are you happy with everything? Steam and flames everywhere. That looks very impressive. You've got some pressure, though.
Yeah.
But your steering's okay. We'll brake.
Brakes we got, steering we have.
So that's all right. So then you're not worried about the windy course?
No.
You're doing very well. That looks wonderful. I'm really impressed. Fantastic. Three-wheeled excellence. See you later on.
So, Beach Boys,
yep.
How's life aboard bog standard?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you feeling pretty confident?
I feel like the king of the road up here. We'll be looking down on them.
What bit of the course are you? Do you think it's going to be the hairy bit? Is it the tight bend down at the bottom, the sort of roundabout?
It's corners for us, yeah. Yeah, we're up high and pretty unstable, really.
Yeah.
So. Have they ever seen, like, Only Fools and Horses and Delboy?
No, they haven't. No, never heard of Delboy.
Do they know how silly they look then?
Both teams are allowed one practice spin around the pits before the race.
Ready?
Kick.
Let's give it a hand. Let's
Oops, looks like the Frobet has a bit of a problem.
Can I go?
Now it's the turn of bog standard.
In. Happy?
And it works! Brilliantly!
In the nerds' corner, there's still a bit of an ongoing, non-going forward kind of a situation.
They about 1.5 turns and stop.
Suddenly, Richard has a brainwave.
Have you still got the chucks under the wheel?
Oh!
It was a piece of coal which one of the team had put under one of the wheels to act as a safety chock.
Very observant, Richard.
First gear, engage.
Engage.
And the nerds also have locomotion. The two machines are ready to race.
Get used to it.
Yeah, just drive the whole course this way.
With the last-minute tweaks complete, it's time to line up at the start.
Okay. Teams, the course is set. Your machines await you. Are you ready?
Yes!
Let battle commence. Lord Montague, would you sound the horn?
Ready, steady.
Oh, the nerds are in.
They're in very fast.
Very, very fast.
Oh! Beach Boys off!
Go for it! Go for it,
boys! Everywhere!
Go for it!
By golly, I'm glad I'm in steam.
That's right.
They haven't really increased any speed. They've just maintained the same one.
No.
Nerds are beginning to pick
up. Yeah, of course they will. They go in, go. Go for it, lads, go on. Brilliant.
Come on, guys. Watch the chimney!
Oh, they've got to watch their chimney as they go under the trees. No, they made it, they're okay.
Here they come!
But as they come out of the bend, the nerd's smaller engine is picking up speed. The lighter vehicle is gaining ground.
And the nerds are looking for a way round. They're going up the bank. I'm not sure if that's legal. It's not an off-roading challenge, boys.
Hold on tight.
This bend is really going to test their steering. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Robert to Cathy, who's overtaking who at the moment?
The nerds have charged through on the inside. But something's up with the Beach Boys machine.
Drive shaft's broken.
Is there anything you can do about
weld
that?
It.
Robert!
I think we need a welder down here.
A welder. Oh, no. It sounds bad.
From the action replay, you can see that as the nerds come charging up on the inside, the Beach Boys stay wide to avoid a collision. But the weight of their engine is just too much for the drive shaft, and the sideways force of that tight turn snaps it in two.
So that's the drive shaft between the engine and the one they welded.
Between the engine and the gearbox. That's what I went down on.
Yeah.
You remember me saying
yes,
that?
Yes, yeah.
That was a concern I had.
Yes.
Amongst a few, but that was the main concern.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll be absolutely gutted.
Meanwhile, the nerds chug serenely on.
Welding King Danny swings into action.
A bit of welding broke on the connection between the engine and the gearbox, and I think it was a bit I did.
That's a very brave captain's admission.
Yeah. I forgot, actually, I only welded half of it.
Oh! So you're getting Danny to fix up the other bit?
Oh, Danny's going, mate. Hopefully he'll sort that out.
He'll sort us out and we'll be back on the road.
On the downhill straight, the nerds are racing towards the end of lap one.
The nerds coming from pit.
And the coal!
Oh, right.
The nerds are taking on coal and water.
Full reverse, right?
Where's the coal?
The Beach Boys are nearly finished welding.
Full pressure.
The nerds have now completed their pit stop.
But the Beach Boys are back in business.
Which is more than can be said for the nerds.
Go, Beach Boys!
The Beach Boys are picking up speed now.
The problem with the nerds is that they've pumped too much fresh water into their boiler and it's cooled down. Now they haven't got enough steam to get going again.
Okay, release. Inside line.
The Beach Boys are closing in on the nerds.
And the nerds are off. Marvellous.
But now the Beach Boys are hot on their tails.
Come on, you beaches! Come on!
Go for it! We're hitting.
Excellent. Well, we've got a race.
The Beach Boys are going slow and steady, but the nerds have picked up speed and are roaring along.
The Beach Boys are making perilously slow progress up the straight and the nerds are coming rattling round the roundabout at some quite alarming rate.
Yes, we can see that from here. The Beach Boys' progress is snail-like, if we have to be honest.
Oh dear, oh dear. I don't believe it. Both teams are literally running out of steam.
And the Beach Boys are pushing.
Robert, can I just confirm with the judges that if they push the bog standard around the entire remainder of the course, that only constitutes one 30-second time penalty?
That is correct. If they continue to push all the way around the whole course for 1.5 laps, which is what they have to do, then they would indeed only have one 30-second penalty. Should be a 30-minute penalty, really, but 30 seconds, yes.
The nerds are steamless and stranded.
They're going quite fast up a hill now by pushing.
Much faster.
The Beach Boys are overtaking the nerds and they're pushing it.
No, we need you to get more air through the fire. It's all right. It's coming.
Nearly up a foot. Oh. Smooth and beautiful as ever.
Okay, Beach Boys, you've got to go in and do your pit stop now, guys.
With two of their laps completed, the Beach Boys must come into the pits for their compulsory stop.
And the nerds are gaining ground again.
Handbrake on. Pump in oil can full of oil.
The Beach Boys are like a well-oiled machine, which is more than can be said for bog standard. She's a thirsty old girl.
Get going, guys, quick. Oh.
The Beach Boys are still ahead, but the nerds are closing the gap now as they enter the third and final lap.
Coming up to the hairpin bend and the Beach Boys are stalling. Could this be a tactical manoeuvre to block the nerds at the bend? Will the nerds dare to overtake on the most dangerous corner of the course?
Watch them carefully, Cathy.
It's neck and neck as they jockey for position.
What's going on, Beach Boys?
The Beach Boys have stalled.
There's an incident on Abbey Corner. Mind your backs! Watch out!
The nerds have overtaken them again.
What is it?
Engine failure. Terminal.
Lack of oil has made their engine seize up solid. It's the end of the road.
Engine failure terminal. That's what I'm hearing.
All right.
What a machine.
I think the nerds have it.
I think so, yes.
I think I two pints of Yorkshire bitter.
You certainly do. I'll make you drink it as well.
Yeah,
you had me scared, man.
Yeah.
So it's congratulations to the nerds, who go through to this year's final.
Yeah.
Tickets! There we go.
And commiserations to the Beach Boys.
Next week, our two remaining semi-finalists will be aiming to literally mow down the opposition.
In our second semi-final, the mustachioed military brothers-in-arms find themselves pitched up against Sir, and Miss, alias the techno teachers, in the battle of the giant mowers. We've planted two identical fields of spring wheat, and each team has got to cut down and collect as much as possible.
Century transport technology next, as a chopper is born and Mark learns to counter some typical mistakes as his flight training gathers pace.